message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Can we give God a big clap? Louder, louder, and better. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. As we go into your word, Father, go with us. Speak to us and let your name alone be glorified. For all the great testimonies we had this morning, let's give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. To him alone be all the glory. As you take your seat, praise the Lord.
Oluwa pa mi lerin mori. Eri ayo. Oluwa pa mi lerin mori. Eri ayo. Oluwa pa mi lerin ko sekun mo. Eri ayo. Oluwa pa mi lerin mori. Eri ayo. Jesu pa mi lerin ko sekun mo. Eri ayo. Oluwa pa mi lerin mori. Eri ayo. Oluwa pa mi lerin ko sekun mo.
As you take your seat, God bless you. You are welcome to God's presence in Jesus' name. This is Thanksgiving service in May. We thank God for January, February, March, April, and this is May. To God alone be all the glory. I'll be as sharp as possible this morning to pave way for another level of praise and worship, and we trust God that nobody here will return the same in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving unto higher heights. Thanksgiving unto higher heights. You and I are destined for higher heights. You have not been programmed for low places in life. You are not meant to be on the floor, but at the top. Not just at the top, but at the topmost top. You are not meant to be crawling on the ground. You are meant to be high above. And that is where you are going in the name of Jesus. What is higher heights? Higher heights is a place of honor, privilege, and distinction. Higher heights is a place of honor, is a place of distinction, is a place of privilege. Higher height is a place of honor, privilege. And number two, higher height is a place of authority, favor, and blessings. A place of authority, a place of favor, and a place of blessings. Number three, what is higher height? Higher height is a place of protection and preservation against attack. It's a realm whereby devil cannot get to. It's a realm whereby witches and wizards, Babalao, Mamalao, Onkulao, Nebolao, Friendlao, cannot get to. It's the peak whereby the devil will just be looking at you, but he cannot do anything to you. And to move from this level where each one is now to that higher height, you need the cycle of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the way up. According to our call to worship this morning in Psalm 148 from verse 1, you will see that nobody says anybody that wants to get to the peak is not excluded. Now look at this. He says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. If you want to get to the heights, if your desire is to get to that height, then you need to praise him. If your desire is to get to that highest height, and I know there's somebody here today, you are changing levels today. that higher height you have been praying for, you will get there in the name of Jesus. Now, many things are missing in that chapter. I might not be able to go through it because of time. But I will just read something that shows that every single being must thank God if he wants to change level. Now, look at this. In verse 11 to verse 13, he says, kings of the earth, he's talking about praising and thanking God. Say, kings of the earth must thank God. All the people must thank God. Princes must thank God. All judges, the judges are highly placed people. People with immunity. You can't touch them anyhow. He said they must thank God. He said both young men, people like you and I, say we must thank God. And maidens, young ladies that have not gotten married. He said they must thank God. Old men, like Baba here this morning, and all the other elders that are here. He said, old men must thank God. So, your being old is not an exemption from appreciating God. Let's go on. I'm not done yet. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not done in that particular place. Thank you, Jesus. And children. Somebody say children. I'm a child. People like me. And children must. What is that? What is that trying to tell us? Everybody, no single person is exempted from appreciation of God if his desire is to get to what they said in verse 1, a higher height. And you will get there today. I say you will get there today. Can I hear your loudest amen? If you thank God for your shop that you already have now, you will have new customers. If you thank God for your qualification that you have now, you will secure a job or you secure a business. Anything you thank God for automatically climbs to a place called higher height. Anything you appreciate God for automatically gets better. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. For those who are new here, you might be surprised why we thank God like this so mercilessly. It is our madness in thanking God that has resulted in our greatness in life. Our mad praise has resulted in our great life. If you are thankless, you are useless. I have a problem when I see people thanking God and they are looking. It's a problem for me. Because God is not somebody you can toy with. He's not somebody that is a yeah person. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the adoration. And this morning, we are going to give it to him berekatetiously. The atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving is the atmosphere of power. And that power is what brings about a lift. The atmosphere of praise and the atmosphere of thanksgiving is the atmosphere of power. That power is what jacks up your destiny. And today, nobody here will be on the same spot 1 year running again. You will not be on the same spot 1 year running again. You will not be on the same spot 2 years running again. You will not be on the same spot even 6 months running again. God will be changing your level from level to level. God will be changing your level from level to level. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Thanksgiving is not just a religious activity observed by religious people. It is the force for the lift of man. Just like when you go to a high-rise building, you use a lift to move to the top so that you don't struggle. Thanksgiving is what you use for your destiny to move from the ground, from the basement to the topmost top. If I can get a high-rise building, you can show me on the internet. Very high-rise building. Show me anyone. We have some in Lagos. We have in also. You can go to Dubai. You see, Very high rise. Any life that wants to rise must praise. Any destiny that wants to rise, it is easier to follow a lift than to follow your waka, your leg. Some people get to the a little bit of the top without much of praise, but they would have struggled like anything. But when you are a God praiser with ease, somebody say with ease, and it is with ease that you are going to change from this level to your next level. As you praise God today, you will move with ease from this level to the next level. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Quickly this morning, why do we thank God? Why is it necessary to thank God? Why? Pastor, you have been saying we should thank God. Okay, why must I thank God? Number one, you must thank God to express your gratitude and your appreciation. Thanking God is to express. Somebody say express. You express. When you express your thanksgiving, then your destiny is on the express to greatness. When you don't express your thanksgiving, then your destiny is at a close of destiny. You know, there's some street, they say this thing close. Chidindi, close. Then there is Lagos Ibadan Expressway. There's Lokoja Abuja Expressway. From today, your life will not be boxed to a close. Your life will not be boxed to a corner. Number two, why do we need to thank God? To demonstrate our understanding of the source of our blessing. Somebody say demonstrate. In James 1:17, James 1:17, the Bible says, every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from God, that is the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Everything you have is from somebody. Your thanking God is an expression that you know where it is from. The Bible says in John 15:5, John 15:8, without me ye can do nothing. Can you see that high rise building? God bless you, media. Let's go. Look at it. Look at how high this is. Look at this. It is with a lift that you move to that height, the topmost floor. And the lift to get your own destiny to the topmost floor is this thing we are talking about today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. The reason why some people, their life is permanently at the ground floor of life, is because they don't use this thing. Because thanksgiving looks so simple. Say, why do I need to thank? How do I thank God and then I'll just be, things will get better for me? I used that so much when I was a student. When we do a course and it's so difficult and everybody is shouting, this is automatic carryover. This is oh God, this lecturer got me today. I package myself and move to where they are. We call it sports center. I move there and begin to dance. And when they are moving to hostel, they'll be saying, this boy must be a crazy boy. It's a crazy boy. Crazy boy. Everybody's wailing. He's hailing. Everybody's wailing. This is failure. This carryover. He's clapping. And there's no drum. There's no beat. Just thanking God. And then GP swelling. You will never crawl on the floor again. Your business, your venture will not crawl on the floor again. So, everything you have is from God. And it is you demonstrate that you have understanding when you thank Him. You demonstrate you have understanding. Well, number three, why do we thank God? To pave way for more. Somebody say more. I like this. I like this. That was David's secret. He was always thanking God. He thanked God to the extent that his wife abused him and said, you are a very useless man. 2 Samuel 6:14-16. Said, you are a useless man. Look at you. Thanking God like a useless man. He said, I'm paving way for more. God is the one that took the throne from your father, gave it to me. And David danced before the Lord. You see, friends, do you know why David's life changed? As he danced, his destiny was enhanced. When you dance, your destiny is enhanced. when you stand like a statue, your destiny is stationary. When you dance, things begin to move. Things will move for you. I said things will move for you. I said things will move for you.
We are carrying me, they go. Jehovah carry me, they go, carry me, they go. Jehovah carry me, they go.
As you are moving, things are moving. As you are progressing, things are progressing. As from today, anything called murmuring will not be seen around you again. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. As others murmured, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. The only work of murmuring is destruction. Don't murmur as others murmur, because the only work of murmuring, oh God, nonsense. No, the only work of murmuring is to keep you at the same level. But from today, the place where they came to find you last, very soon they will not meet you there again. The place where they went to find you last, very soon they will not meet you there again. In the name of Jesus. Number four, why do you need to thank God? To access God himself. God is not difficult to find. Some people will say, I'm looking for God. And they go I've told you the story before of one man that came from one of our sister ministries, a member, and came to me for prayers. He just came back from a mountain. He went to look for God there. He climbed 676 staircases on the mountain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 670. And he came down. He never saw God. And he ran to me. I just came back. 670 staircases. And I still cannot see God. I said, you can see God now. Thank God. People look for things. People look for things all over the place. In my place. I mean, you don't. He said, what we are looking for inside Sokoto is inside our trouser. What you travel to. How many of you have been to Sokoto here? It's because it's very far. That's why you have not been there. If I say many people have been to Lagos now, many people will raise up their hand. But Sokoto is far. He said, what you are looking for in Sokoto. Sokoto is like the end. He said, what you travel to in Sokoto is. That's why this morning, don't play with the praise of this morning. Don't joke with it. Don't look around. Look at this one. What kind of style? That's your own style. You are permitted to create a style of your own. Leave that lady to dance outside. Dance your own. In my place. They say the sky is so big, birds don't need to fly and jam themselves. No accident of birds in the sky. There is no need for anybody to give you prop. Dance your own, I dance my own. You are not the judge of my dance. Let the judge judge me if I'm dancing wrong. Let the judge judge me if I am dancing wrong. In my study, I think yesterday, God showed me something very, very strange. I just looked at it and looked at it and looked at it. You know, we have always taught you according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 that we should pray without ceasing. Yes, Abby? And we have said that the only thing that God has said is we should pray without ceasing. I think you have heard that. I want to shock you this morning. I don't think you have heard this anywhere before. I mean, God showed me direct from heaven, direct. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13a. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13a. I discovered that you also have to thank God without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13a. He says, for this cause also we what? We thank. For this cause also thank we God without what? So it is not only prayer that must be done without ceasing. Thanksgiving must be done without. Must be done without. No wonder many pray, and things still don't work, because the sequel of this thanksgiving is missing. Say, we must also thank God without ceasing. We have been made to think that only prayer must be done. And we are praying, God, God, you must answer me. You answer me now. I change my mind about you now. You see, I need your help now. When I need you, you must show my. God said, forget, relax. Praise me first. I'm hungry, please. I need some food. Release your praise to me. That's the only thing I cannot do for myself. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do some praise. I said, no, I don't feel like praising God. What I need now? Now! I need my admission now. I need my car now. God said, see, be riding your leg first. Since you refuse to praise me. But when you lift up your voice and begin to worship Him, and you begin to adore Him, and you begin to exalt Him, you are the living God. As no one. You are the living God. There's no one. Ẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run bá mi. Ẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run bá mi. Just for 1 minute, lift your hands and worship. Just 1 minute, say something to Him. There's the presence of God here and now. Just worship Him, adore Him, give Him praise. Glorious God.
Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. That was worship. To access God for higher height. I'm still on points 3 or 4, but I will stop here. Because something must happen this morning. One more praise song, and then we will launch forward in the name of Jesus. Jesus now I own. Jesus now I own. Jesus. 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 I never see this kind of fear. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.